From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carl. Great show for you today. Joy Behar from The View will be stopping by our virtual couch for a chat. But first, like everybody else in America, we outsource some essential services. This week, we outsourced our corrections to All Things Considered. Listen in.
Disregard the jokes. Someone might take them literally. A case in point occurred last week on the NPR quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is not an NPR news program, but is often just as funny as one. We repeat the following item for purposes of clarification.
Then Robert played a tape of last week's show where I said that the head of the Humane Society had commented that dogs should be referred to as canine Americans. Well, that turned out it was just a joke. And Robert Siegel then apologized to the Humane Society on our behalf. Well, thank you, Robert. However, we are forced by circumstances to offer a correction to All Things Considered, correction of us. No matter how hard we try, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me will never be as funny as the actual news. We regret the error. But now, of course, it is your turn. Call us up, answer some questions about the week's news. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Shruti Mathur calling from Minneapolis.
Hi, tell me that name again.
Shruti, it's like Ruthie, but Shruti.
Ruthie, it's like Ruthie, but Shruti.
Exactly.
That doesn't sound like, you know, a Prairie Home Companion type of name, I gotta say.
You know, Garrison Keillor manages to get it right every week somehow.
Oh. Oh, make me feel bad. Well, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to comedian Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very good. What? He says it every week?
He does. You don't even know how popular I am.
I can't believe this is the first time I'm meeting you. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Also say hello to a co-author of the Reliable Sources column of the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Shruti. How'd you get that name?
It's of Indian origin, or my parents were crazy.
Okay.
It's a lifelong quest to find out which it was. And say hello to someone making his debut on our panel today, comedian Paul Provenza.
Hey, hi, Paul. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Shruti.
Welcome to the show, Shruti.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will start us off by reading you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice in your home answering machine pronouncing your name so well.
Truthy. Shruti.
Shruti.
Shruti. Shruti.
Shruti.
Shruti. Shruti. Shruti.
It sounds like something Winthrop would have said in The Music Man. It could be something for someone who is no
right.
relation or should be.
Right.
For Shruti. Shruti.
All right, Shruti, here is your first quote.
The devil came here yesterday. Right here. It smells of sulfur still.
That was Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez delivering a memorable performance at the UN this week. What the devil was Chavez talking about?
He was talking about President Bush.
He was. The United Nations hosted the Turtle Bay International Comedy Festival this week. Fans, for the most part, underwhelmed. Critics thought President Bush, you know, by going with his classic, we have to confront the threat posed by a Middle Eastern country beginning with IRA routine, just had gone to that well once too often. A little too familiar. Then Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Did I get that?
Ahmadinejad,
thank you.
He tried
his new routine. It's called Seemingly Normal Person Saying Insane Stuff. too subtle for the crowd. But Hugo Chavez of Venezuela doing the Bush is the Devil set that he polished at the Havana Non-Aligned Summit and Comedy Arts Festival just last month. Killed him. Slayed him. It was great, man. It was great. It was an amazing set, I got to tell you.
Weren't they trying to get into some group?
Trying to get in some group? Yes.
Venezuelans. What's the name of the group they want
to
be
with?
It's
called the Security Council.
Yeah. And this speech, I heard analysts talking about it today, and they said, well, and do you think this brought them closer?
Maybe he's just banking on the fact that people are going, it would be cool to have just a nutball on the Security Council. That would be fun.
In fairness to Hugo Chavez, we're not really sure what cologne Bush was wearing that day.
It's true.
High karate.
Yeah. All right, here is your next quote.
What's going on? Is it a party?
That was a tourist in an Asian capital this week asking, hey, why are there tanks and soldiers in the street? What country?
Thailand.
Exactly. Democracy, especially in developing nations, is just too fragile to be left to the elected leaders. So, as soon as the increasingly unpopular Thai Prime Minister, Mr. Thaksin, left for New York this week, generals from the Thai army seized the palace, declared martial law, and made it illegal, this is true, for any group larger than five people to meet in public.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shimaniques, what's that going to do with the Partridge family?
Exactly. They immediately issued statements saying they'd be holding elections pretty much as soon as they felt like it. And they reassured the Western allies that not to worry, that bang, bang, Bangkok sex tour you signed up for is still on, baby.
That's a minimum of five people, right?
Absolutely.
Where are these tourists from? Because
wherever
their parties are sound pretty fun.
Exactly. Well, we don't know how long they've been there. That particular tourist, unnamed in the news account, was an English speaker, so we can only hope it was one of ours.
Yeah. Every time I see tanks pull up, I think to myself, there's the party house.
All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
I noticed that it tasted different, but I thought it was just the dressing.
That was a college student named Elizabeth Rhodes, quoted in USA Today. But it wasn't the dressing in her salad that made her and more than 100 other people sick. The culprit was what?
Bad spinach.
Bad spinach. Bad spinach, yes. We may not be able to find Osama bin Laden, but when bagged spinach threatens our freedoms, we Americans totally kick its iron-rich leafy butt. The widespread outbreak of E. coli infections caused a nationwide halt in spinach eating. Spinach vanished from the shelves, leading to widespread celebration by school children. And, of course, the defeat of a helpless Popeye at the hands of Bluto.
Yeah, I gotta run. Yeah,
He was desperate. He's like, what about kale? Does that help? No. Collard greens, anything.
I got stomach troubles.
Carl, how did Truthy do in our quiz?
Well, Truthy had three correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Congratulations. Well done. We want to remind everybody that they can join us here almost every week at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, just go to chicagopublicradio.org. Or you can find a link at our very own website, waitwait.npr.org.